Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzanda. You're tuning into the UWealth Revolution Instant Awakenings, and we just send love to the whole planet like about 3 minutes ago. I mean, how cool is that? And for everybody that was here early and who did that, I would love for you to go to Facebook and share on our blog kind of what you experienced. And even, let's do this, I would love for you to be a reporter today and share what you're learning on Facebook. And you can do that at uwealthrevolution.com/now-now. And if you do that, actually, I'm going to do something special today that we haven't done in a long time, actually the whole season. And for what I will do is I will pick the person from the blog that actually sums up this call or shares some really cool insight about this call or something that just really tickles my heart, and I will actually give you a copy of some very powerful transformation work that I do called Eleutheria. It's going to be one person on that blog. So you go to uwealthrevolution.com/now and share what you're learning. You're going to get some of my alchemy work, and it's very deep and very powerful. So maybe don't share unless you really want a big transformation. It's only going to be one person, and I'll announce that tomorrow. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want to go deep with our next guest. Sonia Ricotti is someone who's going to help you to create what I call an unthinkable awakening. What that means is that you switch, the switch inside of you turns on, and you can't go back to that other place. How many of you are thinking to yourself, you know, things go pretty well, or I hear a call and I feel good, or someone gives me some new tool, but then something happens and it's like I slip down the path. What we are determined to do is to give you a proven methodology to literally transcend higher and higher than ever before, no matter what comes into your field of energy. So if something knocks you down figuratively or comes in and it's not what you expected, how do you ascend to that new level? How do you do that? What is the process? So you're going to get that today. And I want to introduce our guest, Sonia, and what she's about. She's the number one best-selling author of Unsinkable, How to Bounce Back Quickly When Life Knocks You Down. She also is an expert in law of attraction. She wrote a book called Law of Attraction Plain and Simple, which is also a number one best-selling book. She's best-selling author of both of those books, and she's regularly featured on national media, on TV, on the radio, and in magazines. She's also the CEO and president of Lead Out Loud, Inc., a leading-edge transformational company helping people just like you and me all over the world to achieve boundless success in all areas of their lives. She's a top-rated professional speaker and teacher and author, and she's shared her work with some of the most incredible people in the world of transformation. She's also inspired millions of people around the world using some of the breakthrough strategies you're going to get right here. So what I would suggest you do, I was speaking with Sonia earlier, she's going to lead you through some processes. Take out a piece of paper, take out a pen, and be present, maybe close the door around where you are, and just really key in on what is going to happen. Because people who have used these exact tools have overcome adversity, they've created financial abundance, extraordinary success, and they've led a life that for many of them they thought were impossible. We also are going to talk about some of the big things that she's doing in giving back, because you're going to learn through this energy ascension work that we've been doing, when you go to a higher level of energy, when you literally become unsinkable, you want to give back, and that's exactly what she does. So does it sound exciting to like master your life and then be able to go to developing countries like Nigeria and Guatemala and El Salvador and Thailand and give back and create huge transformation in other people? Imagine what it would be like to see a beautiful child in a village who you help give running water to, because today you decided that the energy that comes into your life is not going to lower your own. Okay, friends, do you get this? The energy that comes into your life, good or bad, is going to ascend you to the next level. Well, that's some of what we're going to be sharing and understanding. And so let's just give a huge amount of love to Sonia Ricotti and get ready for a huge transformation. Let's send that love now on the count of three. One, two, and three. Sonia, welcome to the UWealth Revolution Instant Awakenings.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I have to say that was by far the best introduction I've ever had in my life.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
It's exciting. You know, what's exciting to me and what I really want to get across to people is that each person that comes here has a story, and a story may be very similar to their own. And they have a gift to give. And if you can get it, if everyone here can really grasp this, their life can become that of magic. It's not always going to be perfect, but it can be very magical. And you wrote this book, Unsinkable, number one best-selling book. And it's been a huge success. What inspired you to write this book? Was there a time when you were, in fact, quote-unquote, sinkable rather than unsinkable?
Well, I was sunk at one point in my life, yes. Mm. And just like most transformational teachers out there, they've hit rock bottom at some point, and I'm not any different. And it's quite interesting because for anyone listening right now, if you're going through any difficult time in your life, now, for some of you, it might be something really huge, and for some of you, it might be just something small, like one area of your life is not exactly where you want it to be, maybe finances, for instance, maybe relationship-wise. I just want you to really pay attention to what we're going to be talking about, because what we're about to talk about is something that is truly going to help you, not only now, but in the future. Anytime anything gets thrown at you, it'll just bounce right off you and you'll continue moving forward. And so I just wanted to mention that. I, just like everyone else out there teaching, as you know, everyone else that's a transformational teacher, have been knocked down. And in my case, this is what happened. I think it's important for me to share a bit about what happened so you know where I'm coming from, and so you could see where, you know, where I came from and where I am today. And so what first happened was, just like many people, you know, I had financial issues. That's nothing new. But the truth is this. I lost my home. And to foreclosure. I was living with my ex. We were living there. It was his home. We had to walk away from that home. I was six figures in debt. Not five, but six figures in debt. And not only that, I also had lost, I had a blood clot. And so I had lost my health as well. And it was a very serious blood clot where it was located underneath my left arm. And it was so close to my heart and lungs, I had to go into emergency treatment at the hospital in order to make sure that that blood clot doesn't dislodge and go to my heart and lungs, which could possibly be fatal. With everything that was going on, my ex, I realized, was actually an alcoholic. So he wasn't drinking when we were first together, but when all this financial difficulties came into play, he fell off the wagon. So, you know, I had to deal with an alcoholic partner at the extreme level. Anyone who's ever had an alcoholic, you know, partner or someone in their family who's an alcoholic that has, you know, drinking problems, you know what I'm talking about. I won't go into detail. We don't have enough time to go through all that, but it was really, really tough. And on top of that, I had the relationship ended up breaking up as well, and he has two children, which were my stepkids, and I ended up losing them as well because they moved away a couple hours away. And so when all these things were happening, you know, like in life, sometimes things happen. Like one year, it's one thing, and then 2 years later, something else. You lose your job, and then 2 years later, something else happens, and you're having relationship problems. For me, everything happened at the same time. This all happened at once. Six-figure debt, lost my home, relationship broken, dealing with, you know, everything around alcoholic partner, health issues. Everything was happening at the same time. And so I really did hit rock bottom. And what's amazing is that when you do hit rock bottom, you always remember that moment. And I just want to take a minute to share that moment, only because I know some of you are there right now. And I want to be able to show you how I was able to get out of it so fast. So what happened was, I was lying on my bed. I remember this like it was yesterday. You know, it's really fascinating because, you know, all these things that happened to me, I don't remember. Like, I literally have it on a piece of paper that I have to read to remind myself of all the bad things that happened. Okay, and that's a good thing for anyone going through tough times. Don't worry. If you master these three steps, it's not going to have any power over you whatsoever in the future. So that's the good thing. But what I do remember as if it was yesterday was when I did hit rock bottom. And that moment for me was when I was lying on my bed and I was crying and crying and crying. And I remember saying to myself, why is this happening? What am I going to do? How do I get out of this situation? Please, please make the pain go away. This is so painful. Please, please make the pain go away. And in that moment, I remember thinking to myself, wow, it would be great to just end it all right now. It was just for a moment. I didn't like start planning it or anything like that. But in that moment, I remember thinking, well, no, that's not a good idea, because if that happens, then you're going to be bringing this pain to your friends and family members who love you so much. And that's the last thing I would want. And so I remember going, well, I have just no options here. And so in that moment, I just allowed myself to experience it. I allowed myself to feel what I was feeling. I didn't say, no, this is wrong. No, you should be strong. You know better than this. Don't worry. Everything will be okay. All that kind of stuff. I didn't do that in that moment. And that's one thing I want to mention is that, you know what, when something bad happens, it's okay to feel bad. Something bad's happening. Now, when I say that, you know, yes, you know, it's okay to feel bad so you can release it. It's 2 years later and you're still feeling bad, then you're doing it wrong, okay? So it's okay to allow yourself to experience what's going on and really get in touch with your feelings. And you know what? You can even say to yourself, you know what? Something bad's happening right now. This really sucks. You know what? I am going to give myself permission to play the victim at this moment. And that's what I did. And I just cried and cried and let it out. And that is just therapeutic in itself, just allowing you the permission to feel sorry for yourself in that moment and release it rather than trying to hide it or hold it in. Because when you're holding it in deep inside and pretending like everything's okay or distracting yourself from actually feeling what's going on, you're holding it inside. And that means you're carrying this pain with you at a subconscious level, dragging it around like a ball and chain. And that means you're generating negative energy at a subconscious level, which you never want to do, because it's hard to release that.
Sonia, let's real quick, I want to just highlight that, because a lot of people in this space where they feel like, well, I've got to stay positive, I've got to like not be present to that energy, I've got to keep the energy up, I've got to be peppy, they tend to suppress, repress, depress, and compress that energy down. And, you know, a lot of people are writing in right now that are dealing with similar challenges. So one of the things that you are saying to do is actually be present and experience that.
Right. And it's painful. Okay. I'm warning you now. It is painful and it's not fun. But I can assure you that once you do and you release it, force yourself to cry if you have to cry. Let it out. I can assure you that once you release it, it's like releasing it to the universe and saying, okay, goodbye, be gone. And it's gone. And what happened with me is I allowed myself to cry. And I remember once I was all cried out, big red eyes, swollen, I got myself up. I walked over to the window. I remember this like it was yesterday, and I was looking out the window, and I remember, like, my teachings, I always talk about always look for the silver lining in any situation. There's always a silver lining, but the truth is this. Sometimes you have to dig really deep to find it, and sometimes it takes a while to figure out what that silver lining is. That is what was happening to me in that moment. And so if anyone's, you know, on the call right now, you can't figure out that silver lining, what ends up happening, this is what I did, because that's where I was. I stood in front of that window, and I created this declaration. It was an intention that I set in that moment. And I looked out the window, and I didn't even do it consciously. It just came out of my mouth. It's like a message that was brought to me. And I looked out the window, and I said, I don't know why this is all happening. I have no idea. But one thing I do know for sure, something great, huge, big, way bigger than me, is going to come out of this, because I am not going through this stuff for nothing. That's all I said. And I released that to the universe. And I basically, in that moment, that's what I did. I'm going to repeat that because I think this is important. I don't know why this is happening, but one thing I know for sure, something great, amazing, huge, bigger than me is going to come out of it. Because I'm not going through all this stuff for nothing.
I love that.
And so that was an intention, a declaration that I set in motion out into the universe in that moment. And I didn't say to myself, well, I'm going to set this intention and I'm going to send it out to the universe. I just said it and I released it. And I walked away from that window. And about a week and a half later, I remember exactly where I was again. I was climbing up those stairs in that home that we hadn't lost yet, but we ended up losing. And the word came to me, unsinkable. And I knew exactly what that meant. And I don't even know where it came from, but I had such clarity in my mind that I was able to receive that whisper. And immediately I knew that's the name of my next book. I need to bounce back super fast. And once you bounce back super fast, you're going to go out there and you're going to teach the world how to do it. That is my mission in life. Now get cracking. And I did.
And I want to hear what people are saying to that. One person said, you know, I've got all these challenges, money challenges right now, relationship challenges. How do I find the silver lining in that? How do I find the good things when it seems like everything is so dark and dreary?
Right. Well, what I say to that is right now you can't see it because you're so thick in the middle of it. There are going to be silver linings there. Huge. There are great things waiting for you around that corner. The big question is, how quickly are you going to get around that corner? So my recommendation is do that intention or declaration like I did. If you cannot find the silver lining in this moment, then just write it out and just state it. Something great, amazing, huge is going to come out of it. You just allow it to come to you. It may come tomorrow. It may come in a week. It may come in 2 months. I don't know when it's going to come to you. For me, it took a week and a half for it to come to me, and the clarity was there.
Yes. It's like you're opening up this space for the universe to actually bring you a different perspective, and it becomes almost like, okay, here's my tragedy. Now where's my gift? You know, where's the gift that's going to come on the other side of this? Is that the first step of the three steps right there?
No, it's not.
Oh. Okay, wow. Well,
we haven't started
cool
yet.
Woo!
No, it's not actually. But I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned this so everybody can start at least with that and understand that, you know, I've been there. I've hit rock bottom. And you know what? Life is life and things happen. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it's 5 years. In fact, two years later, my dad was in ICU and he almost died. And I had to use these three steps to get me through them. And because I mastered these three steps when I first hit rock bottom, getting through that was really easy. It still was a tough, tough time, but I knew immediately what to do, and it bounced right off me, and I was in charge, taking action and what I needed to do, and at the same time, releasing the stuff that I have no control over. And by the way, my dad is okay now. But so these tools, it doesn't matter whether it's big or small, these three steps, I'm telling you, if you master them, you will be you will live a happy life, no matter what the circumstances are. You will you know, manifest the life of your dreams, and that's in step three, which I'll be explaining shortly, and you will bounce back fast, like faster and higher than ever. Okay, so what are these three steps? Everyone's probably going, okay, what is it already?
Okay. Yes, they are.
Okay, so the first step is this. Master your conscious mind. Your conscious mind. Master your conscious mind. And what that means is understanding that whatever situation you're in right now, a feeling comes along with that. That feeling, chances are, doesn't feel very good. And so what I want to help you do is shift that feeling. Because often what happens, just like that gentleman was just saying, he's having relationship problems and it's just really hard to figure out the silver lining here.
Right.
Chances are he's saying, well, I feel sad, angry, resentful, whatever his emotions are around this, down,
right.
sad, you know, whatever it is. And if I asked him, why do you feel this way, he will say, because I'm having issues with my relationship, whatever that is. And what I would say and in response to that is, no, that's not the reason why. See, because when something happens to you outside of you, whatever that is, whether you're about to lose your home, your relationship just broke up, you know, you lost your job, whatever it is, you have that event, and then you have how you feel about that event. And many people believe, I feel this way because this is happening, but that's not true, because something happens in between there. And what happens is you have a thought about what's happening in your life. You have a thought about what's happening outside of you, whether it's losing your job, financial, relationship. You have a thought about it. That thought is making you feel the way you do. That thought is making you feel the way you do. If you're feeling horrible, that means you're telling yourself a really bad story about what's happening.
Wow.
It's a story. And so, you know, you might say, that's not a story, it's the truth. Okay, so a lot of it, there are facts in there that are truth, that is, you know, the truth, there's no question. But the thoughts and the story you're telling yourself about what's happening is making you feel the way you do. So, for instance, if, let's say, my husband leaves me, and my thoughts in my head is, I can't believe he's leaving me. I dedicated 10 years of my life to him. How am I ever going to find love again? I'm going to lose, what am I going to do financially? How dare he cheat on me? He said he loved me, but obviously he never did. I was deceived, blah, blah, whatever. All these horrible things that certainly can't make you be feeling, you know, doesn't make you feel good. And so that's the story I would tell myself, right? So the question is becoming, what you need to do is becoming aware of what are your thoughts in that moment, because those thoughts are making you feel the way you do. And so that's why it's important to really focus on your conscious mind and realize, you know what, I'm not feeling good right now. Why is that? What am I telling myself? What are the thoughts that I'm having right now that are making me feel this way? And then you can choose and decide to shift what you are thinking in that moment, and that's when the silver lining comes in really, really handy. Or that declaration comes in really, really handy. You know, my husband, you know, all that stuff I said to my husband, it's like, you know what, I'm not feeling good. Well, you know what, I don't know why this is happening. And I know something really great is waiting for me around the corner. And I
right.
know that my soulmate, my true soulmate that will treat me like gold is around that corner. So hang in there.
You know what I'd love to do for everybody here is, what is a situation in your life that's kind of like your sinkable moment, or something that is sinking you right now? Write that in. I'd love to just kind of get some different perspectives from Sonia and from all of you on what that could mean for each of you on the call with this first step actually being applied. So write that in. Now, we may jump back to that. Sonia, then what's next, or where do we take it from here?
Okay, so before we go to the next step, I just want to give you some examples in case you're wondering, just to get it, to just bring it home. Anytime you're feeling, and again, it's okay to feel bad when something bad happens. I like you mentioned before, it's like, you know, with the secret coming out and the law of attraction and all that, and everybody's afraid to feel any negative feeling because, oh my God, I'm generating negative energy and negative things are going to come to me. And what's the bad thing about the secret coming out, although I love it and I'm friends with everyone, you know, from the secret, the bad thing that came out of it is now people are actually aware of it, which is good in one way, but bad in another, because as soon as they start feeling something negative, they start panicking and get stressed out because they're feeling something negative. And that's just more negative energy, right? So, so you know, but at the same time, I want you to be able to recognize that when something bad happens, it's okay to feel bad. Give yourself the time to mourn, cry, let it out, and then move, get back up, and then move forward. Release it and move forward. Now, whenever you're feeling negative, something negative, like you feel sad, angry, frustrated, all those negative, yucky feelings, it's equivalent to staring at a closed door. It's equivalent to staring at a closed door. And not only is it closed, but it's locked, and you're not going anywhere. Okay? And so let's say it's like, you know, 6 months later and you're still feeling this way. Yeah, no, it's time to step away from that closed door. because that's an energy mistake that most people do. It's like, you know, focus so much on the negative, on what's going on, and they tell that story over and over and over again to themselves. And again, it's equivalent to staring at a closed door. What's important is to step away from that closed door, because once you step away from that closed door, you'll notice all the open doors around you. These doors are doors of opportunity that probably have always been there, but you're just too busy staring at that closed door, complaining about your situation, you know, and who did what to you, and life isn't fair, and what am I going to do, and all that kind of stuff. It's time to stop that and step away from that closed door and shift the way you're thinking in that moment and start focusing on the things you do want in life instead of focusing on the negative things that you don't want that are happening in your life. Focus on what you do want. Envision how your greatest life would look like, because that's what's waiting for you around the corner as soon as you master these three steps, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just said okay because, you know, I believe that very strongly. I mean, it's very much in line with, you know, what I believe. Can I share one person, for example, Linda. She says, I feel unemployable, but I really want to contribute to the world. That's one of her big sinking things. Like, she's feeling like she's not employable, and I'm almost thinking, well, maybe she's not employable. She needs to be doing something else with her time than looking for a quote-unquote job. But what do you think? What would be something she could do to shift that?
Well, this is what's exciting, is that anything and everything is available to you if you allow it to come into your life.
Mm.
And so right now, in your mind, you're saying to yourself, I am unemployable. Nobody wants to employ me. And you're staring at a closed door, okay, first of all. So now you need to change your language, because that's all negative language, by the way.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it would be really great to sit down with a pen and paper, blank piece of paper, and envision what your perfect job / career would look like.
Hmm.
I mean, think in your mind or put at the top of the page, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? And then just start writing what that could possibly be. Because maybe what's really happening is the universe is tapping you on the shoulder. What was her name?
Let me look really quick. It was Donna. Oh, no, it's actually Linda. I'm so sorry.
Linda.
We just had like another 50 come in here, so it's kind of exploding.
Okay. So, Linda, imagine that the universe is tapping you on the shoulder and say, you know, and is saying to you, I know you're trying to get this job, but there's another path for you that is so much better, will make you happier, and will make you more money. Open your eyes, gain clarity, step away from that closed door, because there's tons of open doors all around you. And so really take the time to recognize, Linda, you are employable, but maybe not for the jobs you're looking for right now.
So
open your eyes, your heart, your head, everything, and really take the time to meditate and take the time to be silent. And before you start your meditation, ask yourself, please send me, or send out this, say this statement, please send me the answers that I'm looking for. And then just meditate and then sit down and do that exercise. What would you do if you knew you could not fail? And you'd be amazed at what comes up from that, because maybe it's time for a career change. Maybe it's time for you to live your greatest life and stop living a mediocre life and stop following the crowd, because let's face it, most people are unhappy or dissatisfied with their lives.
Yes. Yeah, I can just feel the energy of that, and I know Linda's feeling that, because when you move into that, there's just more. There's more possibility for you, and so, I mean, that is a tremendous way to view any situation. We just had a bunch more come in, so what I want to do is, where do we go from here? Because I know Linda can do that. I know other people can do that, no matter what it is, be it a relationship challenge, a money challenge, even a health challenge. You can begin to look at some other perspective that you're here to gain from that, and many times that is exactly the lesson that the universe is trying to get you to learn, and when you get that, the challenge challenge disappears. It's like there's a challenge, and then you're supposed to learn something. Well, you just keep bumping up against the same wall. All the challenge never goes away. Very, very powerful.
So now the second step, which is a little more difficult. So now we know how to master your conscious mind. Or it's not going to happen overnight. This is obviously, take notes. Just at the end of this, you'll know exactly what you need to do. Let's put it that way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the second step is reprogram your subconscious mind. So reprogramming your subconscious mind is a little more difficult than reprogramming your conscious mind, because your conscious mind, you just become aware of your thoughts, what you're thinking, how you're feeling, become aware of all of that, and then shift it. The subconscious mind is a little more difficult because you need to dig a little deeper, because you don't even know they're there, right? This is just a reality, it's a reality for you that you don't even realize that you have these issues. And the issues I'm talking about are limiting beliefs and negative beliefs. So anytime you have an area of your life that is not working right now, which can be relationships, could be financial, career, family issues, health, could be a lot of different things. The truth is this, there are limiting beliefs behind that area of your life. And we all have limiting beliefs. Believe me, even to this day, I'm experiencing and realizing and unveiling limiting beliefs. And I'm always like, the light bulb goes off. God, I just figured out another limiting belief. And it's exciting, because when it comes up, then I'm able to shift it. But when you're not conscious, you don't become aware or even try to figure out what your limiting and negative beliefs are. You're just living through life thinking this is normal and wondering why, you're six-figure in debt. And I'm going to help you with that right now. And so what that means is you need to get those limiting beliefs and negative beliefs that are sabotaging your life right now, sabotaging you from actually achieving what you want in that area of your life. And I just want to mention, by the way, the whole manifestation process, I think I heard this on Oprah a while ago, and you don't manifest what you want. You manifest what you believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is really, really important. You don't manifest what you want. You manifest what you believe. And that's why it's important to really get clear of what your limiting and negative beliefs are at that subconscious level, because you need to bring them up, release them, and convert them into empowering positive beliefs. Because those are just stories that you've been telling yourself, and it's from experiences that you've had from a child, and what you were told as a child, and what you told yourself, and from experiences you've had. It's time to unleash the past, let go, and just be able to start with a fresh blank slate. And things will manifest super fast into your life as soon as you're able to do this. So a lot of you are probably going, I have no idea what she's talking about. So I'm going to explain what that looks like.
Okay.
I was talking about money, so I know a lot of people are going through some financial trouble right now. So what I would like everyone to do is get a pen and paper out, and I'm going to describe a scenario to you. And I'll tell you what to do. So first of all, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine yourself walking down the street in your neighborhood, and you're stopped at a red light. And you're just watching the cars going by, enjoying the beautiful day. And then this car stops at the red light right next to you. It's a red Ferrari. And there's this guy who's sitting behind the wheel, music playing. And it seems like it's like the longest light of your life. And you see this red Ferrari, and you see this guy behind the wheel. And I'm sure this has happened to you at some point in your life. What are the thoughts that come up for you in that moment? I'd like you to write that down. What comes up for you in that moment? What are you thinking as you're experiencing this red Ferrari with this guy with the music playing in front of you?
Yeah. And I'd invite, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what we're going to go from here, but share that with us on the question box on at ualthrevolution.com/now. So I'd love to see kind of what people are sharing. Can I share what I kind of had come in?
Absolutely. I was going to say, I'd love to hear what people are saying.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was kind of like, oh, that's a cool car, and then it depends on how loud the music is, but I was kind of picturing this, like, really sort of, just someone's like, the music really, really loud and kind of obnoxious, and but what's funny is that that would be associated with the person with the Ferrari, right? So it's like, is there something there that I'm feeling, like, about that and that car and all that? So it's interesting, you know, for me to see that. I'm not a huge car person, so for me, I don't really ever want a Ferrari. I still drive an old truck, so I don't really, you know, just don't. But, you know, still,
okay,
it's pretty interesting.
So what were you thinking in your mind in that moment? You said, oh, cool car. What else?
Cool car. You know, like I kind of saw some guy with, like, a really loud radio, and I was like, oh, that's really loud.
What else? What were you thinking about that person?
I don't think I really had any, like, I think my thing was more about if the radio was really loud, but I don't think I had anything positive or negative about, like, the person themselves.
Okay.
I didn't. Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. That's very good.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and
so chances are, financially, you do not have an issue in that area of your life, I can assure you, if you didn't have stuff that came up for you. And
right.
So... right now, you know, if for anyone listening, I mean, it could be a million things, so it'd be nice to hear what people were thinking.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, a bunch of people writing in, so let's see what came up for you guys. Share it with us, and let's see. Rose said, that's nice for him. I can imagine myself in wealth like him. Another person said, I'd have to smile that he was having so much fun. Denise said, actually, red Ferrari, totally uneasy and uncomfortable, kind of a sickening feeling. So the other person said that must be nice. So, like, Denise, who just felt like that was kind of sickening, I mean, what do you
and
think?
And someone else said, wow, must be nice. Okay, now we don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly.
So a few things here. First of all, we don't know the tone, because when people write in, we don't know. But let's say it was a negative tone. It's like, well, geez, must be nice, right? Okay, so there's a limiting belief around money right there.
Right.
That sickening feeling, there's definitely limiting beliefs around that as well. So, for instance, for me, it was many years ago, this is what I would think in my mind when I would see somebody with a red Ferrari in that position. I'd be thinking, oh, yeah, check out this car. Oh, Mr. Rich Man. Oh, thinks he's so great. Oh, look at him. You know, oh, he's playing his loud music. Look at me. I'm rich. You know, and that is what was coming up for me, very negative stuff around rich people. So for me, I grew up very poor. My parents were immigrants from Italy. I'm first-generation Canadian. My parents gave me everything they could possibly give me. I never felt like we were really poor, to be honest, but we were always short of money and always talking about the importance of saving money and all that, and how we don't have much money. So that did have an effect on me. And so for me, in my mind, I always believed that poor people were other people. I mean, sorry, rich people were other people, and I was poor, and we were different. And so there was like this big, you know, gate in front of us that you're on one side and I'm on the other. And so I always felt like an outsider. And so that came up for me. The fact that I was thinking, oh, my goodness, look at him. He's, you know, thinks he's so great. It's like, well, rich people think that they're better than other people. That was a limiting belief. You know, rich people like to show off, right? So all these negative thoughts about rich people had an effect on me and my finances, because in one way, in my conscious mind, I was saying, I want to make $1 million, let's say. And then in the subconscious mind, it's saying, yeah, but rich people think they're better than everyone else. Rich people are rude. Rich people are not happy. All these negative things. And because the subconscious mind is way more powerful than the conscious mind, what happens is there's sabotage happening, and it's so the sabotage, the subconscious mind takes over and says, your wish is my command. Because what's happening is, I want $1 million. Yeah, but you don't want to be one of those rich people that are rude and think they're better than everyone else, right?
Yeah,
no, I don't want that. And it's like, okay, so you're not going to get your $1 million.
Right.
And
right.
Everyone's scratching my head going, I don't understand why this is not working. And so this is what I want to share. I'm going to share you some examples of limiting beliefs around money. So some of this might resonate with you if you're going through some financial difficulties. So for instance, making money is hard. Now, when I say making money is hard, what comes up for you? What comes up for you? Making money is hard. Is it like, yeah, it is hard. It's true. That's not a limiting belief. Or is it, no, that's not true. It can be easy. Right? Like, what comes
right.
up for you? So making money is hard. Oh, I'll never be a millionaire. You know, I don't have enough education to be successful. Or, like, I think it was Linda that said, I'm unemployable. That's a perfect limiting belief, right?
Right.
I'm too young or too old to be successful. If I make a lot of money, I'll be less spiritual. That's
mm-hmm.
a really big one for people on the awakened path, which is another limiting belief. Okay,
right.
another limiting
right.
belief. To make a lot of money, I have to work hard. If I make a lot of money, I'll have to work more hours and I'll never see my family. Right? So your wish is my command. It's like, well, then you don't want to make a lot of money because you want to be with your family. So spend time with your family, but you'll be broke.
Right.
Right? Is what you're telling the universe. But in reality,
exactly.
that's just a limiting belief. If I make a lot of money, I'll have to take on much more responsibilities and I'll be so stressed out. That is something I believed in for many, many years. Rich people are unhappy. You know, rich people are just jerks and they think they're better than everyone else.
Oh.
So all these things, all these thoughts that come up for you, often we walk through life thinking to ourselves these thoughts, but we don't realize we're thinking these thoughts. It's just we think that's reality, and it's not. There's, at such a deep subconscious level, we don't even realize it until we become aware of it and we're able to dig really deep to be able to bring it out and really see what it is that you're telling yourself. You know what? I want to share something that really has had a huge shift in my life where I had a limiting belief that I couldn't figure out. I knew there was a limiting belief because I know this work. I just couldn't figure out what that limiting belief was. And I just set that intention to uncover what that is so I'm able to shift it. And for me, it was this. I never had any issues making six figures, ever. I also had no issue or had any problems losing six figures, but anyway. But okay, so I never had issues making six figures, but I had problems making seven figures. No matter how hard I tried, no matter how hard I worked, no matter what I did, it just never seemed to happen, always back to six figures. So one day I was stopped at a red light, and I was stopped there, and I remember I was on my way to the dog park with my dog in my car, and I just remember sitting there saying, you know, I really wish I could make the seven figures. I've been trying and trying. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. Like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? And I sat there, and eventually this thought came to my mind, and it was this. Yeah, but remember, in order to make seven figures, you have to have a lot of staff.
And
remember when you used to work in the corporate world and you had 300 people underneath you and how stressed out and miserable you were.
So
you don't want to make seven figures.
Right, right.
And the light bulb went on. I was just like, oh, my God, that's a limiting belief. I believe that I have to have a lot of staff in order to make seven figures or it just won't happen. And I just laughed at myself because I was like, that's so ridiculous. There are people making seven figures who don't have a lot of staff. But I had this limiting belief, believing that in order for me to make seven figures, I'm going to be miserable.
Right.
And stressed out. So that's all I invite to everyone listening right now in any area of your life. Start becoming aware of the conversation you're having with yourself at a very, very deep level. Now, there are certain exercises and things that you can do. I actually have a system that I created, which I'll talk to you about later, that actually helps you uncover what those limiting beliefs are. But you can also do them on your own as well, in really, you know, becoming aware and become conscious, really, really become conscious of what you think your reality is.
Mm.
Nothing is real. Nothing is real. You choose what to make anything mean in your life.
Yeah.
You choose that.
I love that last line, nothing is real. You choose what's real, really. And that is, I think, such a truth, that whatever we perceive, like, we create the reality around it from our thoughts. And we've got a ton of people writing in about the Ferrari guy, which is kind of fun. One person, Dottie, said she felt frustration. Another person said, Paula said, I feel like I'd want to be rescued because I can't rescue myself. Another person wrote in, he needs a chicken because one feather isn't enough. I'll take the car and we can both be tickled. I have no idea, but that sounds pretty fun. another person said, I'm sure he got it from his rich parents. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Another one said, privileged bastards. So that was what someone wrote. Another person saw him as successful, relaxed, and assertive, you know, and that's a cool thing. Let's see. And Paula said, someone that would never be interested in me.
Interesting. I love that. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
that is
like
a
that.
Limiting belief around relationships. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, it runs the gamut, and it's a really powerful exercise. So, you know, how would someone know, and I want to move into the next piece of this, too, because it's about vibration, but real quick, how would someone know, like, when a limiting belief is removed or that they've kind of let it go or transformed the subconscious mind to enough? Would they go back and do that test again or different tests and see what comes up?
Yeah, exactly. It's and like I mentioned earlier, the first step, the reprogram your conscious mind, is a lot easier than the second step because it's at a subconscious level. So this is something that you're going to be doing with you regularly, with yourself regularly,
wow.
And catching yourself doing that, because I catch myself all the time. So what's going to happen is the first step is to even recognize that you even have limiting beliefs. And just because we're having this conversation right now, you will have a shift in your life because now you're going to become aware. Now you're going to start thinking and recognizing, wait a second, because normally that Ferrari would come and you'd have this thought and to you that was your reality, and never for a second would you say to yourself, wow, I just thought that this guy is a jerk because his parents must be rich and that's why he's driving this car. Or like you would never be actually thinking about what you're thinking.
Ooh.
Right? But now we're having this conversation, so it's time to start thinking about what you're thinking and what you're feeling at a really deep level, and taking the time to do these exercises to really to take the time for every area of your life and really dig deep to see what are your true thoughts and beliefs around that area in your life, and just take a blank piece of paper and just write it all out. Right?
Wow.
That lady said, you know, oh, I could never have someone like that in my life or something like that, or I can't remember how she said it. You know, that is a limiting belief, that she could never have a man who has money in her life and she's destined to only have poor guys in her life, you know?
Yeah.
And that isn't true. That isn't true. But will it happen? Absolutely, you will have poor guys in your life because that's what you believe, because we manifest what we believe, not what we want. So what do? You need to recognize that you have that limiting belief, and now she does, and then change it and change it into an empowering statement. So anytime you realize you have a thought, you just kind of laugh to yourself and go, there's that limiting belief again, and then say it verbally out loud, your new empowering belief. I can and I will find my perfect soulmate who will treat me like a queen, put me on a pedestal, who is tall, dark, handsome, and is financially successful, if that's what's important to you.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, and there's so many things that you do that go beyond just that. I'm looking at the deeper work, and there's technologies and vibrations and sound frequencies and all sorts of things that I know we're going to talk about that make it easy,
right,
actually, to do it.
Yeah, I created a whole system around this to make it really easy for people to get to that. But, you know, it's just I wanted people to first really understand and get how important this work is if you want to truly manifest your greatest life. You really need to master your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And then there's the third step, which is the one that I love the most because that's fun, and that is elevate your vibration to the above 500 level. And some of you heard of this before, and some of you are like, what is she talking about? So I'm gonna explain what this means, and it's going to be so clear to you, because I know a lot of you have heard of the law of attraction and the whole thing, how energy, everything is made out of energy, and including, you know, what you're wearing, your desk, your computer, your thoughts are energy, and they have found that like energy attracts like energy, and so if you have positive thoughts or you feel good, you'll attract great things into your life, and if you have negative thoughts and you feel horrible, you'll attract more negative stuff into your life. That's just, you know, most of you know about that. Well, this is going to take it to another level to really understand and appreciate what it really means, okay? So there is a book, I don't know if you've ever read it, it's called Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. And what he did was he created it's a great book. And he created this scale called the Calibrated Scale of Consciousness. And it was a scale of 1 to 1,000. And what he was doing was he was testing the consciousness of people and the world in general. And what he was doing is he was using muscle testing to do it. And what was amazing is that he found that people who were in a state of fear, anger, shame, all those negative feelings, they all tested at a very low conscious level and they were vibrating at a very low level. Whereas people who were in a state of love, peace, joy, gratitude, they all vibrated at a very high level. In fact, their levels of consciousness were well over the 500 level. So I'm going to repeat that. A state of love, peace, joy, gratitude, those are four phenomenally high vibration states. And so they're all above 500. And so if, you know, you've heard of the law of attraction, and when I was reading this in the book, it just was so clear to me. It's like, well, okay, so all we need to do, instead of just have positive thoughts and la 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 and all that kind of stuff that seems a little bit too easy, quote unquote, this makes more sense. Get yourself to a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude, and you will attract great things in your life because you are vibrating at the above 500 level, right? And so that is really important. And so some of you right now are probably thinking, yeah, but how do I do that? You know, if I'm going through a tough time, it's really hard to be in that state. How do I get to a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude? Well, first of all, there's a few things you can do right off the bat. And again, there's some great technology that will help you get to that level very easily, which I'll talk about in a second. But what you can do in your life right off the bat is you need to really choose your friends carefully. That's the first thing. We have a lot of people that are negative in our lives, that are toxic in our lives, that tend to complain, gossip, all that, you know, about other people, that are never happy, that are not living their greatest lives, and they are dissatisfied, and they have a tendency to share it with you. Well, first of all, if you're going through a tough time, the last thing you need is to be around a person that is like that. Because first of all, they're generating energy at a very low level. And so what's going to happen, if you're in a delicate state, you will suck up that negative energy, and it will bring you down. So first of all, get rid of the people. At this moment, stay away as much as you can from any negative people. Hang around people that elevate you. Hang around people that when you leave them, let's say you have dinner with them, you leave them feeling like an 8 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10. If you have somebody that you have dinner with and you leave and you have this black cloud over your head and you were miserable before but now you're really depressed, yeah, get rid of that person for now anyway, but get rid of it preferably forever, to be honest. But anyway, so the bottom line is create a circle of light. Those are people that elevate you. Those are the people you need to be around in order to help elevate your vibration. Okay? So that's one thing. The other thing is, often when we're going through a difficult time, people have done things to us. And sometimes there is some resentment there, anger, sadness, whatever. And it is hard to forgive that person. And what I say is, you need to forgive that person. You may not be ready to forgive them yet, but it's important to forgive that person for yourself. It has nothing to do with them. Because when you don't forgive, it's like drinking rat poison and expecting the rat to die.
Right.
Right? And so what you're doing is you're only hurting yourself. And by not forgiving, all those negative feelings is keeping you at a very low vibration level. And if you're at a very low vibration level, it'll be hard for you to attract great things in your life, and it'll take you much longer to get around that corner to your greatest life. So you need to work on forgiving the people in your life. So that's another way. And the other thing that I love to talk about all the time is the importance of coming from a place of love all the time. Not easy to do, but always coming from a place of love. That means that when you find yourself really upset or angry or ready to get yourself into some confrontation, stop. Think and say these words. I say it three times. Always come from a place of love. Always come from a place of love. Always come from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
And then react. Or say this, if I were coming from a place of love right now, how would I behave?
Yeah.
Because chances are it wasn't how you were going to behave.
Right.
And I can assure you, by coming from that place, which is not always easy, I get that, but it's not always easy, but when you do, you are elevating not only your vibration, but you're shifting the situation immediately. When somebody comes from a place, let's say you're really angry at someone and they come from a place of love, how could you possibly continue the argument? It just stopped right then and there. The energy has shifted completely. And so, you know, that's just a few examples of, you know, how to elevate your vibration to the above 500 level. And, of course, being grateful. You know, that goes without saying. I mean, you know, sometimes it's hard to be grateful when things are not going well in your life. But let me tell you, you have a lot to be grateful for in your life. And if you can't think of anything that you are grateful for, then you're staring at a closed door.
We go back to the first. Yeah, we go back to the first one there. Yeah,
exactly.
The first step.
I mean, just the fact that you might have change in your pocket, which is more money than the majority of the planet. Just the fact that you have a roof over your head, just the fact that you have moving legs and arms, just the fact that you have people in your life that love you. I could go on and on and on and on, right? I've been on a lot of humanitarian missions on the planet, like around the world, I should say. And, you know, I've seen it. I've seen, you know, kids with all they have are their underwear. No shoes, they don't know where their next meal is coming from. You know, I stood in front of a cemetery once, and the guy who was giving me a tour this was in Nicaragua, and we stood in front of the cemetery, and he said 85% of the tombstones in this cemetery are of children under the age of two.
Wow.
And I looked at him, and I said, what are you talking about? Why is that? And he said, because they don't have fresh drinking water in this village. And so these babies are drinking bacteria-filled water, and then they get these diseases, and they die. And so that just sent chills up and down my spine. And, you know, what we ended up doing is we raised a whole bunch of money to build fresh water wells in that area so people don't have to die. Fresh drinking water. Do you have that in your house right now? Then you need to be grateful. I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes you need a shift in perspective to really elevate yourself.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I think part of the whole, you know, some of the movement that a lot of people got into in sort of the mid-year 2000s with that movie, The Secret, I think we're moving out of that whole phase because the whole law of attraction stuff, it was sort of put out as like all this material stuff. And thankfully, we're entering into an age of the heart where it's much more about contribution versus trying to attract some, you know, thing that you want. But I think a lot of people look at their life and say, I don't have this, I don't have that. And I hear it a lot on this series. I've got to be honest. It's always about what I don't have. So, guys, for the next, like, 30 minutes, I want to hear what you have. Because you guys have a lot. You're on a computer. You're listening to me. You're listening on the phone. You're able to type in. You've got internet. You know, I've had people go through stuff where they were literally listening they were homeless listening to our show on the internet in like a public library, and they were thankful for that, and then just took that and turned their life around. So, Sonia, what you're saying is so true, and such a great reset for all of us to be back in gratitude, no matter what else is going on in our lives.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow, very true. I want to do this. I mean, for people, you know, when we go through these three steps, I mean, I know people have transformed their lives. What are some of the stories that you've seen with people? I know I've got pages and pages here. Any favorites that you've seen as you take people through this process and help unlock these energies and this truth in them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when I first decided to put this into an actual system, quote unquote, just to make it, I wanted to make it as easy and simple for people as possible. That doesn't take too much of their time, and so it takes out the figuring out part of how to make this work. And so I immediately, once I released the system, I had a whole bunch of case studies because I wanted to make sure that this was working at the level that I wanted. And you know, there was one person who I had met in Detroit and at a conference, and she just basically was about to lose everything in her life. Like, she was in a really, really, really bad place, lots of stress. I won't go into all the details of her life, but she was going through a tough time. And, you know, I told her, I said, just keep me posted. Here's the system. Keep me posted. Let me know how things are going, because I can assure you things will shift in your life really fast. And she immediately, within a week, said this. She said, the Unsinkable Bounce Back program took me from crisis to calm in 7 days. Yeah. And so, you know, she says here, the Unsinkable Bounce Back program took me from crisis to calm in 7 days. The audio sessions are dynamic and elevated my mood and my thoughts. The best thing I have found in years. I plan to continue using it indefinitely. My family and friends say I'm more balanced, fun, and that I am inspiring them. Your system, Unsinkable, is changing the lives of everyone I touch. My son, my family, friends, the children I teach, and my clients. This has and will continue to make a difference in my life. Thank you 1,000 times, Sonia. And that is from Sheila from Detroit. And so, I mean, everyone, you know, experiences, once you master these three steps, you know, everyone is at a different place and journey in their lives. So some people will see an immediate shift. Other people might take a little bit longer. And so, you know, I have Cindy. She, within 10 days, let me see if I can find this one. She actually wanted to manifest money. And she says, my income increased by 5 times. So I have been doing Sonia Ricotti's Unsinkable Bounce Back System for the last 10 days, and it's awesome. The AM and PM meditations / activations, those are the things that actually elevate your vibration just by listening to it. Yeah, it's so cool. Like, it's
the coolest
system out there. Activations with HoloSync have raised my vibration so high that I have so much work coming at me, I can't handle it all. My income increased by 5 times. I also have more energy, yet calmer, grounded, and amazing connections with Broadway peeps coming through. My friend Shelley did the system too and had miracles happen. Yeah, and so the gamut of, like, just the range has been so huge. I actually had someone, I'm not kidding you, her eyesight was impaired. She was, I can't remember the term, but anyway, she had this eyesight problem where she wasn't able to see, so she was blind, and she said, after doing your program, I'm starting to see light again.
Mm.
Now, her vision didn't come back completely, but she started to see light and shadows, which she hadn't for years and years.
Yeah.
And so what can come out of it? Who knows? Who knows? That's up to you, what you want to manifest and create in your life. Everyone is different. I had someone send me an email. It was like, I've been doing the program for 3 days now, and I haven't experienced any major shifts in my life. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. It depends where you are in the journey. You know, some people have much major things that they need to move through, you know, and so it's important to understand that everyone's at a different level. That doesn't mean it'll take, you know, 30 days to see results. You might see it within 30 minutes of just elevating your vibration and elevating the way you feel just by listening to an activation, for instance. That's instant. But if you want to see really major, major things happening in your life, it might take a little bit of time, but you need to be patient. You just need to continue doing it until you master those three steps.
Yeah, I mean, I can say, you know, when the energy shifts, it's like what has been trying to find you actually comes sometimes very quickly, or sometimes a new perspective leads you down a whole different path, and you then begin doing very different things or surrounding yourself with ideas and opportunities, and you create something totally new. You know,
exactly.
So I mean, it can come in so many different ways. It's just you, once you get there, you'll see what's there. But the important thing is that you get there, and you know, it's just so important for people to get there because it's their life. I want to ask this. I mean, what do you have? I know we talked about some of the technologies, and for a lot of people, I think they're realizing, like, okay, wait, there are ways that this can be done that actually will trigger this higher vibration that Sonia's put together. Tell me about what's in the program, and I'm going to kind of share where it is because I know we're getting close to time, and there's an awful lot here. The one thing Sonia told me that she wanted to put together the most complete way for us to move into that high vibration for everybody here, and it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sonia now, SONIANOW. That's uwealthrevolution.com/Sonia, SONIANOW. uwealthrevolution.com/Sonia now, SONIANOW. I think I may not have said .com earlier. And what I was amazed about as I looked at this and started going through this was the first, the beautiful videos from different people, like really sharing what's happened, which is very cool. But then all of the different technologies, from the Holosync to the music and the elevational sound and much, much more that's here,
right.
And very, very powerful.
Right. And so first I want to mention that I created the system so you can master these three steps. So that means mastering your conscious mind, mastering your subconscious mind, and elevating your vibration. So it does all three. It doesn't just elevate your vibration. It does all three. And I mentioned forgiveness, and, you know, some of you might have been thinking, well, I can never forgive George for what he did or whatever that came up for you in that moment. There are exercises and special meditation exercises to help you in all those areas. Areas such as helping you unleash the past, that negative past that's been dragging you down, that you've been holding on at a subconscious level, all that negativity. This system will help you actually release all that, help you forgive. It will help you get you so you are coming from a place of love all the time. So there's an actual program to it, which is our 7 audios, and that's the first thing I recommend everyone do is the first 7 audios, the first module section, and listen to the AM and PM activations. But before I go actually into the whole system, because you're going to go to that page and you're going to go, oh my God, there's so much stuff here, and it might be a little overwhelming for some people. You don't have to do everything on that page, so relax. Okay, I just put in so many bonuses and so many incredible things in there that you can have and use over the next year. There's so much stuff there. I'm going to explain to you how to use it so you can start seeing results immediately and what parts to use. So I'm going to explain that. But before I do that, I just want to mention one thing. You know, I was talking, I just really, from the energy of this call, I really get the feeling that some people are experiencing financial difficulties. And so what I want everyone right now to do is to actually sit down and just write down the amount that you'd like to make financially in the next year. Write an amount down. How much would you like to make in the next 12 months? And put a number down. Think about it and write it down. Now that you've done that, I want you to times that by 10. Times that amount by 10. And what comes up for you in that moment? And I know for many of you, it's like, what? No way. How am I ever going to make that kind of money? Well, I didn't say, you know, how much do you think you can make in the next 12 months? I said, how much would you like to make in the next 12 months? And why aren't you thinking big? And some of you might be thinking, well, because I don't know how to do it. I don't care that you don't know how to do it. That comes after. You need to set the intention. If you say, I want to make $25,000, the universe will say, your wish is my command, and they'll send you $25,000. If you times it by 10, the universe will send you $250,000. Now, it's not just going to land on your lap. It's going to probably come by opportunities coming your way, and you need to recognize those open doors around you in order to grab them. So I just wanted to really kind of get everybody in that state, the tenfold maverick mindset, that whatever you want, you can have, but you need to set the intention first and remove all the limiting beliefs or thoughts that you cannot have them. Just had to say that. I don't know why, but something told me that I needed to say that.
No, it's right on. I mean, I know people that they want to make $25,000 a year, and they have $25,000 ideas. And then the people I love to hang around, the ones say, you know, I want to generate $5 million a year, so I can donate a bunch of money, I can change the planet, I can change consciousness. And lo and behold, you know, the ideas those people have are million-dollar ideas. They're $1 million of vibration and love and contribution they want to make. I mean, it's just a different level of thinking. It's like a global, you know, a global thought, a global way to change the world. It's planetary. It's cosmic. It's bigger than just, I want to pay my bills so I can, you know, be okay. It's, how do I make an impact on the planet and really change it? And what you'll find, guys, is when you get to that, like Sonia said, 10 times, you actually will attract people that share a big vision, and immediately you talk about raising the vibration, you're in the higher vibration, because that's where the people with big vision play, you know, and especially if it's a conscious vision, and if it's something big for someone else, and you have a big mission for that, you are literally unstoppable, and I mean, that is unsinkable, I should say, and that is very exciting stuff for everybody here.
Okay.
Well, I would love, I'd love to like kind of go through what's here, because I think people are going to have a lot of questions.
Right.
So let's talk about kind of what's here, why you put it in, and why it might be different than what people have tried, because certainly a lot of people maybe have wanted a new program or at least change beliefs, but I love the technologies because that to me is what makes it easy and almost automatic for people.
Right. And so first, the mindset that you have before doing this program or stepping into this program is really important. It's about setting the intention. That intention is really, really important on whether this program will work for you or not. Okay, so if you have any blinders on right now, it's time to remove them. If you're thinking, well, you know, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, remember, you manifest what you believe, not what you want. And so just open yourself up to the fact that this will transform your life. Just open up that, set that intention that it will, and it will. Okay, so the first thing that, and so I mentioned there's a lot of stuff. I just threw in so much stuff in there that it gets to a point where you can never be in a bad place because you always will have tools to be able to elevate yourself, okay? But the first thing you would do as soon as you get the system, and by the way, it's a digital program. So what that means is you're going to get access to it immediately. You're going to be creating a username and password, and you will get immediate access to this program. So you don't have to wait 2-3 weeks. You know, like sometimes when it's a physical program, you have to wait 3 weeks or 6 weeks to actually get the system, the CDs and all that. There's about 62 CDs in this thing, so with the bonuses. And so you will get access to everything immediately. So the first thing you're going to do when you get this system is you're going to do the unsinkable audio program, which are 7 modules.
Okay.
In these 7 modules, there are 4 self-awakening meditations in them as well. And so what this audio program is going to do is this is the audio program that will have you master step 1 and step 2. The whole focus of this audio system is to reprogram your conscious mind and reprogram your subconscious mind and go from module number 1 to module number 7 and do everything that's in there, the exercises, the meditations, etc. Now, just by mastering, by doing the 7 modules, you will immediately elevate your vibration, by the way. Because once you've reprogrammed your conscious mind and reprogrammed your subconscious mind, you are already vibrating at a higher level because your thought process is different. You will feel better. Your limiting beliefs are now empowering beliefs. So immediately there's a shift. Immediately. So that's the first thing you're going to do. Now, the other thing you're going to do, which is the second part, is the AM and PM activations. This you will need a headset for, where you have the left stereo speaker in your left ear and your right speaker in your right ear, because there is HoloSync technology attached to this, which are binaural beats. This will put you into a deep meditative state. And the purpose of these AM and PM activations, they have been created specifically to get you to a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude. By simply listening to this AM and PM activations, that means you listen to it in the morning, the AM one in the morning, and you listen to the PM one in the evening. They're only about 12 minutes long. They're not long at all. But you listen to them in the morning and the evening. You can listen to these forever if you want. I have people that have been listening to it for a year, and they still continue to listen.
Can they leave it playing at night? I mean, is that something I've seen people try to do that? Would that be safe to do, or would that accelerate things?
No. So what I would... What?
Okay, sorry.
You can shut down. No, because you need to have a headset on. That's the important thing. Just for this part. There are other parts to this that will elevate your vibration that you can do what you just said.
Oh, okay, cool.
But for these, you should be sitting up listening to them, because a lot of times what I'm getting is that, oh, I keep on falling asleep when I listen to the AM and PM activations. It's like, well, don't lie down. Of course you're going to fall asleep. So sit up while you're listening to this. Close your eyes and you listen to it. If you fall asleep, it's not the end of the world. That's just the universe telling you that you've been going, you know, too long for, you know, and you're really tired and you need to rest. And it still has benefits. There's no questions. But if you want the maximum benefit, you definitely should listen to them with the headsets on, because you want to get into that deep meditative state, to the state where you are able to take in the messages that you are receiving, which gets you to a state of love, peace, joy, and gratitude. Super powerful. By far the most powerful thing in the system are the AM and PM activations. 1,000%. So just right off the bat, that's the first thing you're going to do, is the 7 modules. And immediately, while you're doing the 7 modules, not like you have to finish those first, you can start doing the AM and PM activations immediately. So if you're getting it right now, you could start doing it like tonight or tomorrow morning, okay? And so those are the two things that you're going to do right away. That's all you're going to do. Now, if you want to continue and you want to accelerate the elevation of your vibration even further, I have something called the Unsinkable Musical Mantras that are created by Mark Romero. Now, are you familiar with Mark?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So he has high vibration music. And I went to Mark, who's a good friend of mine, and I said, I need you to create musical mantras for people going through tough times. And I want you to create different musical mantras for different areas of life, so they can set the intention before listening to that musical mantra and then listen to it. And so we have musical mantras for prosperity, for health, relationships, how to live a passion-filled life, to get a greater spiritual connection, and just general joy and fulfillment. And so what you do is you set an intention and then you listen to the music. What's great about that, Mark Romero's music, you don't need a headset for that. So you can have that playing in the background while you're, you know, at work, or, you know, on your computer, or even, you know, you might be lying down, just have that playing in the background. It doesn't even have to be, you know, at a super high level. I love Mark Romero music just because it elevates me every time I listen to it. I actually had Mark Romero music playing in the ICU when my dad was in the hospital.
Oh.
I had it playing in the background 24/7. Every nurse, my mom, everybody was getting really upset about that because they were tired of hearing the same music over and over again.
Gosh.
And I looked at all of them and I said, it sucks to be all of you, but just suffer if you have to, because this is for Daddy. So we had that playing. That's how powerful his music is. So that you can have playing in the background while you're driving, while you're working out. You can listen to that. That automatically elevates your vibration. So that's an added tool. Like, there are so many tools in this system that you can use at any given time. The other extra tool is called the Unsinkable Enriching Visions Personal Power Video. Oh, my God, this is really super, super powerful. Now, it was specifically created for the Unsinkable Bounce Back System, and there really is no video like it out there. It is new technology, and what it does is it supercharges your success And what it does is it really taps into your subconscious mind while you're watching it, and it shifts your beliefs in a positive way. Sounds crazy, I know, but let me tell you, what this video is all the positive messages from the unsinkable system. So you've done the 7 modules, you're watching this video, and it has all the messages with these high vibration pictures, high vibration music in the background, and the best part is you choose how fast you want to watch this video, because there's different speeds. Now that you have to watch from your computer. Okay, you have to watch when you're in the system, because it has a special technology. You have to watch this from your computer. It is super powerful. Anytime I'm having a stressful day, something happens, I watch this video. I just put my hands in my head and I just look at the screen and I just love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So they can just listen to that and basically transform and really awaken in themselves, you know, what they are here to experience in that different state. So it might be that in that state the right relationship comes, or more opportunities, or more money, or much, much more. That is very, very cool. Very cool.
And it's great because there's so many affirmations in there too. So if there's anything limiting beliefs that you're holding on to, it immediately helps you shift those negative beliefs, because everything in there are positive affirmations in all areas of your life.
Wow.
And so
wow.
Like one day you might have lots of time and you'll watch the full version, which I think is 32 minutes. And on another day, you know, you might say, I only have 5 minutes, so you'll put it on, like, speed number 4, for instance. I think the fastest speed is, like, 2 minutes. Can you imagine how fast that is? Oh, and I forgot to mention, this is how cool this technology is. Every time you watch this video, it's a different video. So it shuffles, like, 1,000 pictures and all the messages. Yeah, no, it's so cool.
That is
really
cool.
My God, I have to watch this video again. Like, it's always different. It's very, very cool.
Wow. And so, I mean, I can see that just sort of like rewriting, because a lot of you have different blocks or different things going on. And so if you're getting at it from every different angle, then it's really going to have a very big effect of transforming what's there, and also just raising your energy, because you might have a different energy challenge one day. And if you watch the same video, you know, it may not have the same effect, but if it's different, that's very, very cool. Very cool. Now, let me ask you this. I kind of got lost. I mean, where are we right now in the program? Because you've got the activations, you've got the mantras. Now we're in the enriching visions power video, right?
Right. And all that is the actual system. Everything else are extra bonuses. And I threw in phenomenal, crazy bonuses. I wanted it to be a no-brainer for everyone, so they actually get on the system. I mean, the bottom line is this. Doesn't matter if you have something major going on in your life or something, it's one area of your life that you're trying to fix. This is for everybody. This is mastering these 3 steps will help you in the future as well. And so I wanted to throw in a lot of bonuses to, like, oh my God, I have to say yes to this, right? So I added 4 bonuses. And the first 2 are on that. Actually, I think all 4 of them, we put them on that page. So the first bonus, I actually have my own telesummit series that I do. I haven't done it in a little while, but it's called the Be Unsinkable Teleseminar Series. And I'm throwing in both season number 1 and season number 2 of all the speakers that I interviewed on the telesummit series. And they're all big name speakers. And they're all talking about how to bounce back quickly. They're all transformational leaders that we all know and love, like Joe Vitale and Lisa Nichols and Peggy McCall, Marcy Shymoff, Mark Romero, John Assaraf, James Redfield from the Celestine Prophecy. Just so many amazing people. I'm throwing in both seasons. We're talking 47 audios. Now, I just want to say something, because, again, this is what I've always worried, that people will feel overwhelmed. You're not going to listen to these now unless you really want to. I really want you to focus to do 2 things right now. Do the 7 modules in the audio program and do the AM and PM activations. That's all you need to do to get started. Then after a week or so, you could start listening to the Mark Romero music, watching the Personal Power video, the Enriching Visions. And then if you want to start diving into other stuff, you can too. But I just don't want you to think, I can't do all this stuff. This is just extra bonuses, so you always have the tools and inspiration to bounce back super fast. So I have bonus 2 and bonus 3 are the Telesummit series. And the other thing I'm throwing in as well is, I mentioned Mark Romero. We did two live calls called the Bounce Back at the Speed of Sound. And they are live musical and meditation events. And one is focused on wealth and prosperity. And the other one is focused on healing, health, and vitality. So you're going to get both of those sessions where he's playing his live music, and one is focused on bringing prosperity and wealth into your life, and the other one is bringing in health, vitality, and healing into your life. It's just
very
all
cool.
high vibration stuff in the system.
Very, very cool. And what I love is you hit it at different angles. So really, it's very difficult for people to come away with sort of the same vantage point. And you've got some pretty cool videos from a lot of different people that had some pretty interesting results. Sheila Schaaf said she went from crisis to calm in 7 days. Another person,
yeah,
blown away, Cindy Ashton, in 10 days. Let's see. Transformation results, increased income five times what she made the month before, more energy, feels calmer, feels more grounded, incredible connections,
Shelly
much,
is
much
the biggest
warm.
One. Shelly is the biggest one where,
wow,
she was, even if you're having trouble sleeping, that's one of the things that she, because she had lost her eyesight and the use of her hands, she was able,
wow,
to, her sleep patterns have completely transformed. And there's a video there where she actually explains it all. But in the past, she slept only a couple hours a night due to her severe pain from her injuries. And now for the first time in 4 years, she's able to sleep straight through the night. And so, you know, and she also experienced true inner peace and gratitude and is incredibly optimistic and excited about life.
And she, was this a lady that started seeing a little bit more,
yes,
like light? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
And then it also,
yes,
she attracted a $5,000 speaking gig for the first,
yes,
time ever. And there's, yes, a video there of her too, which I think is pretty,
yes,
cool.
And I just want to mention, I just want to mention, she, I don't think in that video, she actually sent me three videos. And I didn't want to put, like, it's the Shelly Show on the page, right? But, like, she, that thing about her eyesight, she doesn't mention in this video. She actually mentions,
okay,
it in another video. The only reason I didn't put it is between us. I didn't put it is because I felt like that's a little bit over the top and people are not going to believe it. But it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
well,
oh, yeah, right. She's getting her eyesight back. Give me a break. So I said, you know what? That's just over the top. People are going to think that this is, like, too woo-woo. And, you know, so that's why I actually didn't put that one up.
Right. Well, everything, you know, every physical manifestation has an energetic root, and sometimes we change that. We can change the things. We don't know. We can't guarantee because we don't know what energy could be causing certain manifestations. Let me tell everyone, it's at uwealthrevolution.com, S-O-N-I-A, and then N-O-W, Sonia Now. Now, down here you have all the videos, you have everything, plus you have just sort of a breakdown of everything that's there, and this is a huge value. It's like $1,700, $1,716, so very, very valuable. I know we talked about two really big things that you were going to do. Number one, reducing the price. The second thing was having a huge opportunity for people to utilize the program as well and not feel worried about using it or feeling like they might risk anything.
Thanks for mentioning that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For those of you who are thinking, I don't know if this is really going to work, well, first of all, it's time to shift that limiting belief. But second of all, if you really need that extra encouragement to get off that fence, if you're sitting on that fence going, I'm not sure, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. 60-day money, not 30 days, but 60 days. So I want everybody to really do it for the entire time and really experience the transformation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is huge. Just be in the vibrations. And the discount, I know we talked about getting a big discount for everybody. What is that, and how much is the program?
Yeah, the program is, it's regularly, let me see here, because I know it was calculated on that page. I don't see it here, but it's over $1,700. Is if you were, the value of everything, if you were to add up every single thing, and you'll see we actually did it so you can actually see it, the value is over $1,700, and we are offering it for $197. So at a very, very reduced rate, obviously. And
$197, okay.
Yeah. $197.
Okay.
And And I want to mention also that the Bounce Back at the Speed of Sound with Mark Romero, Wealth and Healing, those two bonus sessions, you won't find that actually in the system when you log in. You will find that in an email. So when you receive the, you're going to get a few emails. In one of the emails, it will have the link to get access to that, because that is not a bonus that I normally offer. And so it's, I don't have it in the system. So in case you're wondering, hey, where's that? It's actually in an email. Just want to mention that.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Sonia now, SONIANOW. Sonia, for people that are, at some level just needing to feel or know that everything can be okay again, or that they can move and ascend and awaken to a better life, they can bounce back, any final words for those people?
Yes. I just want to say this. Miracles do happen. And I know that some of you are thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do, like I was in that position, where I'm going to go, how I'm going to change this, why this is happening, how I'm going to get out of this situation. Just always remember that miracles do happen. Sometimes we envision something happening that is supposed to, like you want it to turn out a certain way. And it's fine to visualize that. It's fine to want that. But always say this, this is what I want, or something better. Because sometimes what you think you want is not what's best for you. The universe is telling you, no, I know you really want that job. I know you really want that quote-unquote soulmate back. That's your situation. But the universe is saying, but I've got a better path for you that will make you much happier. And your greatest life is down this other path. You have to trust me. And so I just want to, you know, let people know that miracles do happen, and sometimes things come to you that you could never even have planned or imagined. You know, I remember a while ago, several years ago actually, when I was going through my tough time as well, I was visiting a friend in Los Angeles, and she was about to be evicted from her home, so she was having some serious financial difficulty. And this was Thursday, and she was being evicted on Monday, and I'll never forget, we were brainstorming, trying to figure out how she can manifest money. And so she was like, if I could just manifest $2,000, I'll be okay. If I could just manifest $2,000, that's it. And we're trying to figure it out. And I said, you know what? You know, if you're going to be manifesting $2,000, why don't you try to manifest $5,000? So you'll be okay for a couple of months. And so what ended up happening is, you know, in that moment, she said, you know, my brain is fried and tired. I'm just releasing it to the universe. For now, I don't want to think about it. I'm just letting it go. And I said, okay, let's go for lunch. So we went for lunch. We met a good friend of mine. And she had never met this person before. Oh, no, she met her once before, actually. And we had a great lunch. And then after the lunch, we were saying our goodbyes. And, they were saying goodbye to each other. And then one of my friends said, you know what, why don't we get together for coffee? And this is my friend Jen. And, why don't we get together for coffee sometime, since we both live in L.A.? And, you know, my friend's like, well, actually, why don't you give me your number, because I don't know what my number's going to be on Monday. She was like, what are you talking about? She goes, well, I'm being evicted. She goes, oh, my God, that's horrible. She goes, well, no, it's okay. I mean, it's happening for a reason. Everything will be fine. She goes, well, how much money do you need? I'll lend it to you. And my friend's like, no, no, I can't accept that money from you. It's just, you know, I don't know. I don't even know when I'd be able to pay it back. But I'll be fine. But thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And then my friend Jen said, you know what? She took her checkbook out and she said, listen, you're being stubborn here. I'm going to write a check for the amount that I think you need. And so she wrote a check, tore it from her checkbook, gave it to my friend and said, here you go. You know, a few years ago, someone helped me when I was down and out, and now I'm paying it forward to you. You can pay me back when you're 75. And my friend took the check and looked at it and started crying. And then she showed me the check, and the check was for $7,500.
Wow.
She manifested $7,500 in 2 hours. And the moral of the story, and we were both crying, like, and, you know, the moral of the story is this, miracles do happen.
Yeah.
You have to believe. You have to believe, and sometimes it comes in ways that you would never imagine or expect. So hang in there.
Thank you so much, Sonia. Thank you for just everything you did and the perspective and the stories of possibility and the energy shift that I know everybody went through. I'd love to hear what people thought about the call, and just share that with us and share it on the blog. And what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful session. Oh, this is wonderful. And another person said, Jada said, thank you so much. I've listened to her. She's so positive. I believe everything she's saying. Miracles do happen. Miracles do happen. Miracles do happen. I have not felt this good in years. I don't know what, but something good is going to happen. And that is a beautiful place to be, Jada. Stay there, and let's just send that love to everybody on this call. Let's send it to each other, just that high energy, that something miraculous has been set in motion today. And what's the next step you're going to take? What's the way that you are going to move forward in your life? Whatever it may be, listening to this call, sharing this call, going forward with the work, reporting on the blog about this call, and just spreading this message that something wonderful is happening around every corner, even if it's good or bad. Sonia, thank you so much for being here. What an amazing call, and you are just amazing and incredible. Thank you.